October 15th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest, the key to the missionary message. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2:2. The key to the missionary message is the propitiation of Christ Jesus. Take any phase of Christ's work, the healing phase, the saving and sanctifying phase. There is nothing limitless about those. Quote, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, end quote. That is limitless. The missionary message is the limitless significance of Jesus Christ as the propitiation for our sins, and a missionary is one who is soaked in that revelation. The key to the missionary message is the remissionary aspect of Christ's life, not his kindness and his goodness and his revealing of the fatherhood of God. The great limitless significance is that he is the propitiation for our sins. The missionary message is not patriotic. It is irrespective of nations and of individuals. It is for the whole world. When the Holy Ghost comes in, he does not consider my predilections. He brings me into union with the Lord Jesus. A missionary is one who is wedded to the character of his Lord and Master. He is not to proclaim his own point of view, but to proclaim the Lamb of God. It is easier to belong to a coterie which tells that what Jesus Christ has done for me, easier to become a devotee to divine healing or to a special type of sanctification or to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Paul did not say, woe is unto me if I do not preach what Christ has done for me, but woe is me if I preach not the gospel. This is the gospel, quote, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.